Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm not going to lie, you couldn't approach me and me ask you your name and you say darkest.
Yeah.
I'll say, what are you saying?
Yeah, no, me, my bro.
Because I'll be thinking, I would want to laugh, but I don't know whether to laugh or not.
I'd question myself in like, what did I ask you?
Yes,
you tell me darkest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know when you start looking through someone? Because in your head, you're doing backflips. You think, what did I ask?
What did I ask?
Yeah.
Darkest.
Cool, guys, what going on?
What's good? We're back
with another banger.
As per.
We've again got another special guest
in
the house today.
Yes,
we're doing this a little bit more regular.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone that we invite should be like entirely honored.
Mm-hmm.
Whether this one is today or not, I don't even know. But what I like to do before we hand over to the guest, I like to give a little introduction for everyone that we invite into the studio. So this person here, not gonna lie, the introduction's not as easy as the other ones. I don't really know this brother like that.
But he's one of the funniest guys around.
One of. It's not Gasset. It's definitely one of. But nah, this guy, I like this guy a lot actually. He's very cool. The content is good. He shows a lot of wit and intelligence in his content, which is actually very difficult to do well and do consistently. And I think people sleep on it. And I don't think he actually gets the props for it as he deserves.
Facts.
And yeah, man, he's a cool guy. What else can I say? He responds when I message him, which is cute.
Facts.
The first time I met him, he was wearing the same kicks as me and didn't even cuss me or anything.
He's
wearing the exact same kicks.
Humble and experience.
I'm pretty sure you were wearing the exact same as well.
I was livid.
But yeah, he didn't say a single bad word about it. And as soon as we invited him on, he was like, gang, I'm there. He arrived pretty much on time as far as black people go. I think it was like 7 minutes late.
Yeah,
sensational.
And he called me to let me know he's going to be late.
Bro, well, so he said the exact minute he was going to get here.
Yeah, man.
Unbelievable stuff. We don't give courtesies like that. But anyway, guys, without any further ado, we're very, very honored to have him here today. We're going to pass you over to the one and only Darkest Human.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You got you.
How you feeling, my boy?
I'll be real with you. This might be the most nervous I've been for a shoot.
Sweet.
Yeah, because I watch you guys and I'm a fan and now I'm here. Do you get what I'm saying to you? That's never happened before.
Come on, man.
And after that
intro,
how you feeling, bro?
No, I'm good, man.
Yeah?
Nothing to complain about. I'm all good. I feel good.
Nice.
Okay. Excited.
Happy to have you here, man.
Always, bro. This has been a long time coming. Yeah. Obviously, like James said, we met for the first time at an event. Was it this year? Was it last year?
I don't know. I want to say probably last year, bro.
It was last year we met at an event.
Late last year.
And it was literally, we bumped into each other and it was just all love.
Like,
we hadn't met each other before. We hadn't messaged each other before. Nothing. And it was just genuine love.
I remember just hugging you and I was
like,
I've hugged this brother before.
That's what it felt like. Like, it felt like I'd met him before because everything you post and everything you do, like, it's so unique and it's so natural to you. I just, like James said, I don't know how you're not further than you are. Like, you need to be bigger than you are. Do you know what I mean? It's just crazy.
Pause.
But
pause for a second. Pause. But nah, bro. Yeah. You're doing sensational stuff. Thank you for coming today.
Facts.
And thank you for watching us, man.
Of course, man.
Yes, that's very nice of you. That's super nice. Right. So what we do when we have guests on now and again, let's have a little icebreaker.
Facts.
Okay. So we ask the fans to like just cook you for a bit.
Just for a little bit.
Just for a little bit.
I hate this.
Just cook you for a little bit.
All right, cool. No, because I saw it happen to Madam Joyce.
Yeah,
she handled it really well.
She did.
I might not give you the same reaction.
That's fine. So what we're going to ask you to do, just don't laugh then. Just firm it.
It's the complete opposite. I'm worried about crying.
Firm it. And ahead of time, this is not how we feel about you.
I understand.
It's important to note, this is not how we feel about you.
Okay. Facts.
And this is not stuff, and this, I don't know if it's how they feel about you. They're just, they were asked to cook and they cook.
Okay, just, it's, you know, it's, there's the joke and then there's delivery. The joke's not you, but the way you deliver it is just make sure it's clean and normal and you didn't, you know what I mean?
I'm not gonna lie, the way Fuad delivers stuff.
It's the worst, I've seen it. Bro, it's literally, it's like he came up with all of this. It's like, hey, what I came up with.
Let's right, go. So you've got five and I've got five, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, bet. that's actually dread. All right, cool, right, so.
Oh, quickly, guys, this cup says Don Julio, there's Volvic lemon and lime.
Oh, right, yeah,
there actually is.
Yeah.
But, that is this in here.
Yeah,
so bro, the streets sorry, know you're not doing up around. Darkest isn't drinking tequila.
Yeah.
Hit me.
Right, cool. You want to start?
Go for it.
No, you want me to start?
I want to work my way up to him.
Pause, bro.
Pause. And never resume.
Right. So, right. Roasting darkest man, yeah?
Yeah. Take one.
Fam, first one off the jump. Sombre said, looks like when you drop a lolly on the carpet. Bro, that made me dizzy. Okay. Looks like when you drop a lolly on the carpet, bro. Okay.
What I'd appreciate is how fast we'd move on from that joke.
Sorry.
No, to be fair, okay, that's a good one.
All right, Fwags, you up.
That's a 7 out of 10.
Pull up. Yeah, pull up. Just...
What I'd appreciate. You're about to get cooked, my boy.
Bro.
Yeah, oh, God.
The internet's vile. Yeah, so vile. All right, go.
At least he'll never go broke. He could rent that forehead out as a billboard for adverts.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
That's dread. Right,
that's just a slice on the shoulder. Didn't kill me.
Yeah.
It's just those ones.
Yeah. Right, that's cool. A scar, but it's calm. All right. Someone put. He's a stunt double for Midnight.
So with Midnight can't make our feeling.
Bro.
Okay. Fair enough.
Calm. All right. Cool. You're doing well, bro.
Okay.
You are. Doing
hold
well.
It. Hold it. Yeah. You're doing well. You're doing well.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go on. Mm-hmm.
Look at me, bro.
I am, I'm trying. It's the eye contact, that's the hardest thing.
Yeah, go.
All right, cool, go on.
All right, he looks like someone deep fried a Damon Wayans.
My wife is shit.
Bro, that's dread, but that's that's deep a handsome bread.
Deep fried Damon Wayans.
That's a handsome, stop.
Oh, Lord.
Stop, bro, stop. Fam, someone jumped in and said, I don't know which is blacker, his skin or his gums.
Fuck off. No. That one, that, no, don't do that. Nope, no.
Oh my God.
Oh, bro. I told you, it's not how we feel and it's not how they feel. They're just saying stuff.
Yeah. His head is so big, whenever he ties his shoelace, he falls forward.
Oh, I hear that. So Fez, I know, I do feel like a bit off balance, but.
No, bro, don't concede. Don't feel like you need to
cook
concede.
Yourself.
Don't cook yourself. Come on. We don't stand for that kind of stuff. Someone said.
We don't stand for that kind of stuff. Look what you're making me go through.
Bro, I'm sorry. It's nearly over.
It is nearly over.
All right. He looks like he bites people when he gets excited.
I do. Mums, I do.
Mums, you do?
Yeah, I do. Like, literally, like, especially here. Like, I'm like,
bro, I can
that's
imagine.
Hilarious.
That's not bad.
It's not that bad at all.
Fair.
Oh, go
more
on.
Truthful than anything else.
Yeah, go on.
He looks like he was one of those kids who showed bare bum while pissing in primary school.
I'm a weirdo then. That's what it is.
Ah! Trousers at ankles.
Ankles, bro.
Trousers at ankles. At the urinal. So now. Stop. Right, I've got one more. I'm not even gonna look, bro. You're making me feel bad now.
Stop, bro.
Stop. Right, last one, real quick. Looks like his baby teeth never fell out.
Dude, why are you hiding your face? Why are you hiding your face with me? You just hiding his face, we'll just make the joke 10 times left.
All right, I'm done. I'm sweating and I'm done, bro.
Oh, God.
Pause.
I've got one more.
Go on.
Oh my God. If you draw a H on his forehead, a chopper will land on it.
Okay.
All right,
please, that's the last one?
Oh, that's the last one.
No, you did well.
Wow. Bro.
You feel relaxed now? You feel like a part of the show?
I feel like I'm here now.
Gang. It's only up from here, bro.
It literally is only up from here.
So we're in for a good episode.
I've heard, like, do you know what I'm saying to you? Like, you know, I think the worst one I've heard, it's just a simple one. I showed my head to someone and they were like, oh, when? Brother, just when? Just when? No. Hey, bro, do you know?
Hey, when?
No. Can I be wrong? When can mean so much.
So much! Hey,
so, when did it go wrong?
Yeah.
When did this happen? When?
Stop!
He said, bro, like, well, when?
Just, hey, bro, when? Like, it was like them concerned ones. Do you know what I mean?
Oh! All
right, first.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, been for a lot, man.
Sorry, G, man.
Like, when you're creaming your face, where do you stop? Like, all of these.
Yeah. The thing is, because I've seen quite a few of them.
Yeah. Hey, brother.
that one just landed.
So, where does your face end, basically?
Oh! When you're creaming your face, when do you stop?
Yep.
Nah, bro.
I have to get one more out. I'm sorry, I have to. Right, me on.
Yeah, someone on. Said they don't know whether you decide to use shower gel or Head and Shoulders.
That's dread.
Because they don't know.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I still have a scalp, so I still have to. still go
oh,
use
oh, fuck, man.
Days, bro. Yeah. Yeah, you've been cooked in the past. Like, I've seen. Obviously, when you go with Chunks, Philly, and all Harry and them, like everyone cooks each other. So I've seen quite a few of the ones that
your ones are good though, bro. Yeah.
No, you have to fire back.
Yeah. You're venomous. Yeah. That's what I know. You've been through the ringer, bro.
Yeah.
You've learned to defend yourself.
You got a sharp tongue.
Yeah. Pause. Some of the stuff I've seen you.
You got a sharp tongue.
All right. Cool. So, let me calm down.
Oh God. Thank you for that intro. Thank you so much for that, bro. It was hilarious.
Right, so what we're gonna do now, this is the part where we...
I'm sorry.
Go.
No. It's just, you know, by the end of this, I want you guys to say, yo, you're the best guest we've ever had.
Gang.
Literally, that's my aim.
Bro, gang. We're warming up to it,
I'm
man.
I'm gonna give you a lot of bread. We're going.
Say less. All right, bro. I'm ready. I'm
gonna give you a lot of bread.
All right, calm.
Let's go.
I'm susceptible, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I'm susceptible.
Facts.
Right, cool. So this is the part where what we like to do is we call it like origin story, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So this is, it actually works quite well for you because
perfect, yeah.
I don't know you that well whatsoever.
Mm. Yeah.
So this is just from like jump. This is from childhood to starting filming. I know you had like a very weird entry as a creator.
Yeah, yeah.
And then how we got here today.
Yeah.
So, Fred, lead us off, bro. Question number one
is, prior to Darkest Man,
yeah,
what were you like as a child or like as a human being? Prior to like the, like that's a genuine question. To like, apart from like, prior to the Darkest Man persona,
yeah,
what would you say you were like?
Okay, I wanna say in terms of humor and the things I find silly and all that stuff, obviously as you grow up, some things get different. Like you lose interest in certain things. But in terms of banter, always been the same.
Okay.
Like literally, I don't try to be a different kind of funny or be a different kind of person on camera. On camera, off camera, it's basically, I'd like to believe I'm the same person.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I put on an act, but before Darkest, I was very childish.
Okay.
But I was way more childish. I didn't really care about what I said, and I didn't really care about repercussions. It was just whatever came to my head, I'll just say.
Okay.
You can kind of see that in me, which is, I say the most random shit, till today. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a bit more controlled now.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? But in terms of the stupid shit I used to say, that stayed the same.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And. Prior to Darkest Man on like this career path, what was the first job you had?
The first job I had lasted 2 months. Literally, it was literally just 2 months. So I went from school to uni, left uni. I worked in an office. I went to Wolverhampton.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So I lived during that year, I lived in Birmingham because Birmingham, Wolverhampton is like a 45-minute drive between the both. So I lived in Birmingham for a year, and then obviously I was going to University of Wolverhampton, and then. After that, I realized uni weren't really for me. I didn't like it.
What did you try and study, or what did you?
Business
and accounting.
I like the business side of things. I just didn't like the accounting side of things and all that stuff. And I'm not really an exam guy. Okay. I don't like exams, bro. I don't like the idea of you have to revise all year and that one piece of paper determines how hard you work. Anything can happen in an exam, you could be nervous, like shivering. Doesn't mean, I don't really think it measures intelligence. So I didn't really like exams and stuff. So I thought the school really for me. So I left and then, when I left, I didn't really have a plan. I just thought, I don't want to do this, but I didn't really tell myself, oh, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I was a problem. I was, during the ages of 18, 19, I was a problem, especially for my mum and a couple family members, because obviously when you're not doing anything, you become a burden to other people. So Chunks will tell you that for a fact. And then, so yeah, I was just sort of living off my mum, a couple of friends, even I was living with Chunks, living off him as well. And this is when he wasn't really popping on YouTube. He was working a part-time job to support YouTube,
at that time.
Okay. Yeah, so obviously, so I'll just be like that in the house. Just, you know what I mean? Like, literally, bro.
Chris Tucker.
18, yeah, so I'll just be in the house.
Damn.
Yeah.
How old are you then?
I think I was, I want to say 10.
Who's older, you or Chunks?
She's older than me by a year.
Okay.
A year and 6 months. Huh?
How old are you now?
I'm 26.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I thought you were older.
Well, yeah, that's a fair assumption. I mean, for a lot of things.
26, fair enough, bro. Fair enough.
Oh, that look, I saw this earlier. That looked
yeah, yeah, that didn't look dope. We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll definitely get to that.
Shout out, JD. Legend. Absolute legend.
Keep your plugs to yourself, bro. Keep your back to yourself.
No, sorry, I don't know what I said.
Keep your back to yourself.
No, because they're the ones that did that to you. No, they did that for me.
Okay, cool. We're in the house. Yeah. Facts. Yeah, so you dropped out after 1 year at uni?
Yeah, I dropped after 1 year at uni. I said, this is not for me. Then my mum was like, yo, obviously, like, I've had enough. You can't live with me no more. Sent me off to my dad. My dad's in Oman.
Okay. Oh,
wow.
So that's where he lives, isn't it?
Okay.
So sent me off to live with him. Okay. Obviously, she gave me the koala. So, you're going to leave. You're going to come back in 2 weeks. Da, da, da.
Oh, Jesus.
2 weeks later, I'm just like,
well, go on.
I haven't packed. I'm I haven't had no updates. Do you know what I mean? So I knew it was done. It was one of them ones. So obviously, end up staying with my dad. And then I was just, that whole time I was with my dad, I was just trying to find a way back. I was just trying to, I was trying to apologize. I was like, I promise I'll change. Like, I have this, I'm doing this. Just send me back. Like, because everyone there speaks Arabic, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't want to have to fit into a new culture mm-hmm. and a new lifestyle at the age of 19. Like, I've already mm-hmm. understood how this place works. Mm-hmm. I was like, let me just stay there. I understand my mistakes now. I promise I won't do it again. Mm-hmm. So they were like, cool. Say no more. After like eight months. And then, because my mom wasn't having it. It's like, yo, like, you've been saying you're going to change, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. But you haven't changed. So obviously, I would have done the same. Do you know what I'm saying? With any kid. So obviously, like, she gave in eventually. And she let me come back. She gave me a house key. She was just like, yo, you're going to be living with me. You're going to do this, that, da, da, da. She didn't tell me what to do in my life. She just said, you're not, like, come staying out late, all of this stuff, making me worry about you, all of that
that's
stuff.
That's all got
to
stop.
Yeah, that's all got to stop. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? And you have to, I have to see you being productive with doing something. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at that point, I was like, okay, cool. I don't have a YouTube channel, but people still knew who I was from Chunks' videos.
Okay.
So I went to Chunks and I was like, yo, I want to start a channel. Like, a lot of people have started, like, I think it's time. Do you know what I'm saying to you? And he was like, cool. Do you know what I mean? Let's do it. And I didn't have a laptop. I didn't have a camera. I didn't have no funds at the time, innit? So I thought, can I use yours, like, while I'm doing this? He was like, yeah, of course, bro. No problem. He's my brother at the end of the day, innit? So he made the channel for me. I remember it took off straight away because a lot of people already knew who I was. So I remember I got like 10K in 4 hours.
That's fucking annoying to hear, bro. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you, it's annoying to hear.
What year was this?
This was 2017.
Oh.
In 2017?
Yeah, September September 29th, 2017. That's when I started my channel.
September 29th?
Yeah.
Well, that's the same day we started.
That's exactly the same day we started.
No,
2 years later.
Yeah, 2019.
Are you fucking crazy?
You're lying on me.
I swear to God, 29th of 2017.
That's mad.
I thought you lot were trying to troll me right now.
No, that's the exact same day.
No, huh?
That's the exact same day we started.
29th of September.
Yeah, 2019.
Yeah.
That was our first episode.
Exactly 2 years. Yeah, 2 years. 29th of September 2017.
We didn't get 10K in our day, though.
Yeah,
we didn't get that. We didn't get that.
We probably got like.
I think we got like three subs.
Yeah, me, you, and your brother.
Yeah.
It was nuts, bro. Nuts, bro.
Facts, bro.
But here we are now.
Wow.
And then I remember waking up after like 4 hours and I was like, oh shit. Then I went out to dinner with my friends and then came home, went to sleep, woke up 20K.
Fuck.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, I woke up 20K and then I was like, oh shit. Then after like 2 days, it was 30 and then it kind of gradually slowed down.
Yeah, and then it kind of gradually slowed down.
And then, I think I don't want to say I stay consistent, but mm-hmm. I think I stayed consistent in making appearances, whether it was on my channel or Chunks's or Beta Squad or all the other companies that you don't want me to plug.
I was paying you to plug them all.
So like, obviously I was with Foot Asylum.
Yeah.
And then now I'm with JD. So yeah, so it was literally just, I wasn't really consistent on my own channel, but I'd like to believe I was consistent on being a feature. And
yeah,
I think
yeah,
that's kind of made me like who I am today.
Okay.
So, dang. Yeah, and how do you feel like, obviously making that transition into being a creator, at first was obviously, like you said, was a way for you to just be productive.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas most people like obviously would sit there and be like, this is why I find it like fascinating to talk about. Cause obviously most people who start YouTube channels would just be like, oh bro, like either they're like mad creative or they just see it as like money. Whereas yours, you're coming up with seeing not the end product, but you can see an example of like what it actually looks like and you just need something to do. And all of a sudden you've got 20K verified, this is patterned in one day.
Yeah.
Like what was the feeling like? Was it like karma knew this was gonna happen? Or was it a bit like, fucking hell, like?
No, I mean, I had so I had Chunks, Sharky, AJ, all of those people. They were all around me and they were like, yo, this is gonna fly. But they didn't know how, they didn't anticipate 20K in 2 days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They thought, yeah, you're probably gonna get a few K, like in the first day or something. I was like, okay, cool, fair enough. When I obviously see in 23K, I'm just like, okay, cool, I just need to upload then. Yeah. I was like, I don't know. Like,
so you hadn't uploaded a video?
I had one video and it was introduction. It's a 2-minute video. Oh. It's literally, hey guys, I'm starting a channel, da 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 da. Expect videos on my channel soon.
Mad.
I lied.
Oh, wrong.
Literally.
That's what I lied.
No, because not, obviously I didn't think I was lying at the time, but literally, bro, since 2017 till now, I think I've got like less than 40 videos on my channel, bro.
Jesus.
Yeah. It was horrible.
Fair.
It's poor.
Damn, man, that's so fucking juicy.
Yeah, no.
Damn.
Pause indeed. Okay, gang. So what, like?
Okay, cool. Carry on.
At this point that you're at now, like, what's the plan?
The plan. Oh, you know, I'm rich now, so it's just
fair. If you're gonna say it, this is the place to say it. Say it all the time. We love talking about being rich.
I know what rich is, and I'm not there.
Yeah,
I'm not rich, but I'm better.
Gang, let's go. Let's go.
So, what's the question, sir?
What's the plan next?
Oh, what's the plan now?
Plan, yeah.
Obviously now the plan. Obviously, I've said this so many times, but I wanna get back on my channel.
Okay.
Because I'd like to believe, regardless of all the other things I've done, my channel is what got me here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My channel is what got me here. So I kind of just been content with what I've been doing outside of my channel, as opposed to just being focused on what to do with my own channel. So it's just, I think right now the plan is I'm still going to keep doing what I'm doing, but I need to focus on my channel more and upload.
Cool.
Because my supporters deserve it. They do.
Bro.
They do.
That's a... Fair play.
Fair play indeed.
Fair play. Not enough people say that. Fair play. I say this to these men all the time. Without these lot that watch it, I'll be fucked.
Oh, bro, I'm not here.
Yeah. I'm not here. I'll be fucked.
Facts.
Them. And some of them, you know what I love? It's the supporters that come up to me in real life and they'll say, yo, bro, I've been watching you since I was 14. And he looks older than me. He's like, yo, bro, I've watched you since I was 14. And then they'll show me a selfie we took in like literally end of 2016. And I had like glasses and I'm like, yeah, that's me.
And
it's him as a youth. And he's just taking a picture of me.
Raw!
And then he'll take a picture of me again years later. That same guy. And then I'm just like, and then literally that one person will just, I'll be like, oh my God, I love it. It just makes me think about all my sports.
Yeah.
I was like, I love these guys. Like these lot, they're honestly the best.
That's absolutely the best.
Because 90%, I'd say 97% of the people that approach me, always positive.
Yeah, man. I bet. I can only imagine though.
Yeah, it's always positive.
You guys, I give props to you, man. We used to do this thing on the channel where we'd do like creator fucking
appreciation.
You was in there one day.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about like just you, man, in general, like you, Chunks, Beta Squad, everyone, just like very nice positivity. Like a lot of people become successful by like critiquing others or pranking others or hurting others and all this other shit. Yeah. And like you guys consistently manage to do like very, very positive things, keep it funny and just keep coming up. And it's very, very, very nice and it's very, very refreshing.
Yeah.
So I can see why you've got someone coming up to you that's like fucking 8 years deep.
Yeah.
And he's rolling through and I think it's fucking decent. I forgot that you was in there one day.
Yeah.
One question. Mm-hmm. What's it like actually like even before you started your channel and then once your channel's young and you've been featured in all these videos, what's it like growing up in a YouTuber community? So like for me and Fuad, for example, we go to all these places now, we don't know anyone. Mm. Everyone seems to know who we are, we don't know anyone.
And all right, chill out, let's relax.
Literally every single person there knows exactly who we are.
And then as they should, bro.
You
realize who you lot are, you know?
Shut up.
Assume everyone knows you.
Yeah. Nah, bro. But yeah, it's weird. Like it's a very, very, very like uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah,
fact. It's very, very uncomfortable and it's like very, very, very new for us. Like pretty much like in the last year.
Yeah.
And it almost feels like every time we walk through the door, I don't know if it feels the same, but every time we walk through the door, it feels like everyone's in on some secret thing that we don't know about. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like it seems like everyone knows everyone who knows everyone and they're all like, they were already in the room.
Yeah.
And then we walk in the room and we're just like, what's going on? Yeah. What's it like literally being surrounded by these people from like from years and years and years and years and consistently being surrounded by creators, consistently in this like YouTube, like consistently always being stopped by people for like years and years and years. What's that been like for you?
So, slight error there is because the people I've been consistently around are like the Beta Squad. It's very limited people that have consistently been around. Mm-hmm. I'm saying growing up before, when I was getting into the community and stuff, I had, my social anxiety was up to here. Honestly, I wouldn't go anywhere. Literally. So I'd be just an indoors you. If I was to go out, I would just be like with people I know.
Yeah, facts.
Like I wouldn't go to events. I would never, the event that I met you at was the first event that I've been to in 3 years.
Oh, wow. 3 years.
Yeah, literally. And I came by myself.
Yeah, they made everyone go by themselves.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Oh, bro, that was the worst event. I'm so happy I got this geezer.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let anyone bring someone. Yeah. Every single person we met at that event was like, I'm by myself. I was like, fuck all of that, bro. Yeah.
But in terms of the other creators and how they meet, it's either they message each other and they say, yo, let's work on this, da da da. So they're already familiar with each other. Or they meet the same way me and you guys met. Mm. Like at an event. Oh, I watch you. Yeah. Oh, I know you too. Oh, love. Here, take my details. Yeah. Da 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 da. And then we talk and then now we're here. That's exactly how it happens, I think, with a lot of these people. A lot of what goes on in the community is just networking. I think a lot of it is just talking to people you find funny.
Yeah.
And just be like, yo, I think me and you would gel together. How can we make it work? Da 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 da. Or if it's not that, maybe you just like the person's vibe and we just happen to be friends, mm-hmm. even though we do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just obviously now I think it's a lot of, with what I'm trying to do is go to like a lot of these events. Mm-hmm. It's like, and meet other creators, because fair enough, I might know who they are by face, or they might know who I am, but I've never met you. I've never had a conversation with you.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're like in person. So I think with me, it's right now, I'm not experienced in terms of networking, because mm-hmm. I've really just stayed within the circle that I've started with.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know the names. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I've kind of stayed consistent with them, and that's kind of how I made my name. Even though like the little, you might see me here with different people, but I just kind of saw that as work. I don't really see that as networking. So now it's just, I think in terms of, that's what I'm trying to change about myself, because now I'm a bit more grown. Mm-hmm. I care a bit less about certain things. So I'm much more open to going to places and just sort of picking other people's brains and hopefully working with more people and having more friends within the industry.
Gang. I want to have more friends. Same. I always want to have more friends.
It's safe to say we're friends now. Us three.
Yeah, facts.
Please, man. Please.
It's
the way he fixes his seat. Don't fix your chair like that.
No, we're boys, man.
We're boys for real.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
Right, cool. I know we're going to move on. Just before we do.
Oh, okay, go on.
I was going to say, can we just do like 10 minutes of just like anime chat? We never have anyone in here who loves anime. Cool. Facts, right. Facts.
When did I start watching anime?
Yeah.
I started watching anime when I was about 12 years old. I watched Dragon Ball Z. That's what introduced me to it.
Yeah, that's the game.
I remember just
everyone.
Sitting down, my mum made me food. I was sat in front of the TV and I was just like, when I saw Super Saiyan, I just dropped my fork and I was just like this, my food is getting cold. I remember that's my first time watching like anime. Okay. So I started off with Dragon Ball Z, but the first proper anime, I'm talking like, Dragon Ball Z, I count as an anime.
Yeah.
But it's like that's childhood.
Yeah, 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 child play. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'd say the first anime I watched, I was in year 8. It was Naruto.
Yeah.
Naruto was the first anime I watched.
Okay, guys.
So I watched it. I was like, I love this. Da da da. Carried on watching it until it finished. Then I started watching One Piece. Naruto, then One Piece straight after. And then One Piece at the time only had like 300 episodes. So finished that. And then I just kept, I'm up to date on at least 20 to 25 animes now.
Wow.
Gang. I swear. Yeah, because I've loved the idea of it. I was like, anime is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
So I want to say, what's your top three, brother?
I was about to ask you, what are your top three?
Yeah, I want to know yours.
All right. Top three's hard.
Top three, I need wine. I don't drink either.
Yeah. you have to sit in. Yeah. Top three.
I've seen stuff.
Yeah, same. I would say,
I'm saying in terms of storyline, the fights, the characters, everything put together.
Fuck.
Take your time. There's actually no rush with this question.
You know what's annoying? I deleted the notes. I used to have a list of every anime I've ever watched. There was like 78 on there.
Yeah.
And I accidentally deleted it. I'm vexed. My top three, just saying, I'm probably going to change it.
I will always change mine.
I'm going to get hate for saying this because it's so like young. Demon Slayer is in there.
No, Demon Slayer is a very good anime, but top three.
I love it.
Okay.
I fucking love it.
Fair enough. I'm not angry at that.
I might take it out. but I fucking love it.
Yeah.
So that's number three, yeah?
Yeah, probably number three.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Naruto has to be in there.
Okay.
Even though it might not be the best, but it just has like that nostalgic place in my heart. That's like my childhood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Hunter or Naruto is like maybe tied.
Yeah.
And then maybe like Death Note.
Death Note was cold.
I love Death Note.
Death Note was my intro. Yeah.
Maybe. By the time you're in a chat, I'll probably be a brand new three. Yeah, but I'll leave it there.
Every time I get asked what's one of my favorite animes, I always say Hunter x Hunter, so that's going to be a top three.
That has to be in top three.
Hunter x Hunter.
By law, actually.
By law, facts. Yeah. I've seen that maybe three times now.
Mm. I've seen it three times.
What else took my soul? Pause.
Pause!
So you got Jujutsu, you got One Punch.
But Jujutsu and Demon are similar years.
So I can't. Jujutsu and Demon are like competitors for me.
They are direct competitors,
yeah. And they're both heavy as fuck.
Yeah, but it doesn't really count as an anime. But I fucking love Avatar.
I knew you were gonna say. I looked at.
I was looking at it.
It is an anime.
Yeah,
like I guess.
The original one.
Original.
Wow, I've seen that 5 or 6 times.
Fair. All right.
Do you watch Fairy Tale?
Nah, but I've heard
that. Fairy Tale. I watched like, you know what, yeah.
That's not my top three, I'm just saying, do you watch it?
I watched, in case you forgot one. I watched 30 episodes of it, and I remember at the time, I'm hoping they wouldn't do like a new chapter, but like the fight was the same thing every episode for like 10, 15, 20 episodes.
What do you mean?
It was just like, spot a villain, two of the like mages will get murked.
Same structure.
Then like his name Natsu, whatever. Yeah. Natsu will come in, get smacked. Then it'd go OP and then smack the person. That happened time and time again. Okay. No one got new powers. No one developed. No one did anything. It was just the same routine.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm not watching this anymore.
Okay.
But I heard it's hard.
I'm still trying to think. All right. I'm just going to throw, I have to throw Demon Slayer. I just have the movie season 2.
Yeah. But Demon Slayer, the movie that came out with Demon Slayer was the best anime movie I've watched. The train one.
Oh,
the train was fucking
JJK
hard.
Zero movie's better than Demon Slayer.
Oh, Jujutsu movie's better, actually. Jujutsu, fucking hell. Jujutsu is amazing.
Demon Slayer one was cold.
The Demon Slayer one was cold.
We've had this conversation. The Demon Slayer one was very cold, but I just didn't like the animation of the thing in the train. It was different animation. I didn't like it, bro.
Okay,
fine. I'm just being honest. I didn't like the animation.
Oh, the actual demon train demon. Yeah.
The animation, it was different. I was like, it just doesn't blend well for me. That's the reason why I didn't like it as much. The story, everything else, amazing.
Just doesn't
it,
blend.
It doesn't blend for me. It just doesn't. But the JJK Zero movie,
that was impossibly hard.
Clear.
Black Clover?
Black Clover's cool.
Yeah, but I can't, that's not nowhere near top 5.
Yeah, good.
I've never seen the movie. I've heard the movie's good.
Yeah, I've never watched the anime completely.
Oh, really?
I haven't watched it.
I think I've watched 100 episodes.
It's cool. I watched like 100 episodes of that.
Okay, my last one would be... Damn. I'm going to go rogue.
Oh, fucking hell. You can say Pokemon aside.
I'm going to go rogue and you man can't send me for this. I'm telling you about how it made me feel.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Go on.
Yeah?
Go on.
When I say I was locked in...
Go on, bro.
It's not number one, but I'm just going to throw it there. Haiku.
Haiku's hard, to be fair.
Haiku.
Haiku's very, very, very hard.
What's Haiku?
The volleyball anime. You've not seen it, bro.
You've lost your damn
shit. Bro, it's sick.
Oh, you've lost
it's actually sick, bro.
Have you seen it?
No.
Watch Haiku, bro.
I'll put my life on it.
Watch Haiku.
It will lock you the fuck in.
It locks me in.
Volleyball.
Bro.
Bro.
Unless the ball turns on fire and someone's head comes
bro. Off. Bro, listen.
No one getting me to watch this anime.
Listen, bro.
Sports anime's get me. Have you seen
Kuroko no Basket?
Kuroko no Basket.
Yeah.
Hajime no Ippo.
Yeah.
Bro, it's like 10 times both
no,
of
but
those.
Like boxing, basketball, I get it.
Bro, I promise
volleyball.
You.
These man go hard on volleyball.
The football one.
No, I haven't watched that.
Hard.
I haven't watched
Blue Lock. Yeah, Blue Lock's fucking hard.
Trust me, watch Haiku.
Haiku's hard. Wow.
H-A-I-K-Y-U-U. Also Haiku.
Yeah. It's on Netflix. Oh,
wow.
Volleyball, though.
Wow.
Bro, the storyline.
Yeah. Character development.
Heavy.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say it's the number one anime I've watched, but in terms
of personal, like, with
personal,
you,
I'm
with
like, you, yeah, this is a heavy anime.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's completely fair.
All right, go. Top three for you.
Oh, it's my girl. okay. Easy first. For me, first has to be One Piece. It's rude for me to say anything else.
Okay,
one
say
Piece
less.
Has to be number one. Can I just explain why it's number one?
All right, go on. Go on, bro.
No, because you know what it is? When I started watching it in year nine, up until now, no show, forget anime, no show has had me hooked the same way the show has. Really? Do you know, the anime right now, there's 1,073 episodes. Mm-hmm. 1,073, yeah. I'm a year ahead because I'm up to date on the manga. Mm-hmm. I'm literally a whole year. I know what's going to happen every week for a year. Damn. Until next year with the manga. And by the way, we still don't know shit. Yeah. But I'm still like this on the edge of my seat. Yeah. Like it's not, it hasn't reached the point where, like think about a lot of the shows you watch, like Prison Break, for example. Mm-hmm. Prison Break season one to season two, very good. Mm-hmm. After that, it's like,
it falls off.
How many times are you going to break out of a prison?
Yeah, facts.
Money Heist, like, okay, you broke into a bank, sick. You're going to just keep breaking into banks though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a lot of those shows have that repetitiveness where they just don't let things die. But this is pretty much the same thing, but it's just like, you have to, every person I've told to watch One Piece has never told me I'm low list of shit. Please just take your time.
I've tried.
And I'll chat to you in 10 years when you're finished.
No.
And
then again, bro, this movie thing, I need to figure out what movies to watch.
I'll send you a TikTok. This guy gave a full breakdown. Yeah. I was like, watch this movie, watch this movie, watch this movie. It's like five movies and it will get you up to like episode 1,000.
That's what I need.
Or like episode 800 or something like that.
For One Piece.
Where it gets juicy. Or maybe not 1,000, maybe like 600 or 700.
That's what I need.
That's completely fine. And if there's still more questions, just call me.
Bro, I watched like 150. So. I remember when I was younger, someone was like, it's like 100 episodes and you have to firm it. And then
Bro. No, it's not firm as in this is shit. As in like, just what, please just get into it. Like, just learn the story, try to get hooked into
it. I watched and they were like, oh, once you get into like the crocodile arc.
Oh Lord, yeah, it's long.
Yeah, bro.
It's long from there.
Oh, fuck. I watched it.
I was still on the pirates thing.
Where's my keys? Hold on, let me show you.
You got a Luffy keyring or something?
Bro, I've got a gold straw hat.
Oh, that's pretty sick, to be fair. That's pretty fucking sick. All right. All right, calm.
And I'm getting buried with this.
Okay.
No fucking way.
Yeah. I watched like 150 episodes.
Yeah.
And then it was like, trust me, bro. Once you get to this crocodile arc and he scraps crocodile, it gets hard. And I was like, gang.
Yeah.
And I did watch him scrap him and it was hard. And I was like, cool. Mm-hmm. And then that arc ended and they started the brand new arc and it was dead again.
Yeah, I believe that.
For like another 50. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. Yeah, like, I've waited so long. I can't do it anymore. So I just locked it.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the movies.
No, watch the movies. And there's anything you need to, and watch the war. There's a war that happens. You need to watch the war. Okay. There's just so much stuff that happens. Anyways, I could be here for hours talking about it.
Okay, One Piece, number one. It's number one.
Oh, but by far. It's in the ceiling.
Oh, damn. Okay, say less.
Second would be Hunter.
Hunter's
will be
hard.
Do you know, to someone that doesn't watch anime at all, if I was to give someone advice on the first anime to watch, I'd tell them watch Hunter.
Hunter's a very, very, very strong shout.
Because literally, 150 episodes, get out of the way, you will love anime.
Because
it's fantastic and it's amazing.
Facts.
You'll love it from the beginning to the end. Love all of it.
Pacing sick as well, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, perfectly paced.
They got their like Hunter cards in like 10 to 20 episodes, and you're like, gang, okay, cool. Because I thought that was going to be the whole thing for time. I fucking love that show.
Yeah. And then third would be Bleach.
Bleach is good.
Bleach.
Yeah, Bleach is very, very good. This new arc is one, I will give Bleach their props for waiting fucking 10 years and then bringing out a new arc. And the new arc's probably the hardest arc out of all of it. Ratings to Bleach. I love it. But yeah, what did you say? What was your top three?
I said Hunter.
What, Haiku's number one for you?
No, I didn't do it in 3, 2, 1. I'm just saying this is my
saying your top
Hunter
three.
Haikyuu and what?
Hunter Haikyuu and
Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer.
Oh, and Demon Slayer.
Might change. I'm going to take Haikyuu off. Maybe drop that in the top 5 and replace it for Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That'll be my top 5, not top 3 though.
I'll change it to Attack
on Titan. Attack on Titan would be, Attack on Titan makes it to my top 5, I think, but maybe even top 10. They gave me a whole season of bullshit.
Oh yeah, season 4.5.
That political thing they were doing.
Yeah, 3.5 or whatever.
Yeah, that dropped way down for me. Yeah, but
apart from that, the storyline, bonkers. The first episode, bonkers.
Damn.
No, Attack on Titan's a great shot. I can't believe I forgot that one.
Damn. Cool.
Anyway, back to it, origin story. Question for you.
Yeah.
Where did the name Darkest Man come from?
story's not too long with this. Actually, okay, cool. So, Chunks wanted to record a carpool karaoke. Okay. I wasn't in the video. I wasn't supposed to be in the video.
You weren't supposed to be in the
video? No, I wasn't supposed to be in the video. So Chunks, literally was right outside the house. So Chunks was in the car, Sharky was in the car. And then they were just filming. They were filming, singing, da da da. I walked past the car to go to the shop. So I'm wearing a black hoodie, black bomber jacket, black shorts, black sliders. So I'm blacked out at this point. Yeah. So I go to the shop. And I come out, I grab all my snacks, whatever. So I'm walking past the car. So as I'm walking past the car, Chunks puts down the window. And he's like, yo, come, jump in the video real quick. And I was like, I was like, bro, look at me. I was like, look at me. Yeah. I was like, I just want to go inside and eat my snacks. He was like, no, just jump in, jump in, jump in. I was like, all right, cool, say no more. So I jump in the video and I was like, okay, cool. I need an intro. Like, mm. I want to scream. I just want to scream and say, yo, guys, da da da. But I was like, I need to give myself a name. Mm. And then I looked. I was wearing all black. I was the darkest guy in that car. So I was just like, it's the darkest man in the world. I literally, it just came out.
Oh, okay.
And then it just stuck with me from there.
Just never left. That's heavy.
Yeah, literally. Origins, I came up with the name in 2 seconds.
That's sick.
Okay. Yeah, like just me getting in the car. I was like, what'd I say? It's the darkest one. Yeah.
Oh,
fair enough.
Oh, that's too wholesome. I love fair stories enough. Like that. Yeah. I hate that our origin story is so dead.
What that we made?
With the name?
The
no,
SMG.
No, just the name. It's just dead.
I don't like my name though. I don't like, you know, I'm okay with my name. I just don't like the man.
Okay.
So just darkest.
It just makes me sound like some superhero. Yeah. I feel like, well, I'm here to save the light.
Okay. Save the light!
Say light. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Flakes!
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low, so let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know?
Mm.
I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Mm. Yeah.
You got the winter blues? Tell the truth. You got the winter blues?
Yeah, and it's sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod.
So if people just call me darkest, I like that. Like just darkest, right. I feel like it's got a ring to it. But telling people my name is a bit of a, especially people that don't know who I am. Mm. They'll be like, oh, what's your name? Darkest. At that point, I just have to give you my govy.
I'm not gonna lie, you couldn't approach me and me ask you your name and you say darkest.
Yeah.
I say, what are you saying?
Yeah,
to
me, bro.
Because I'd be thinking, I would want to laugh, but I don't know whether to laugh or not.
I'd question myself in like, what did I ask you?
Yeah,
tell me darkest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know when you start looking through someone, because in your head you're doing backflips. You think, what did I ask?
What did I ask?
Yeah.
Darkest. Am I sure?
Yeah.
No, your name.
Name. And I'll be thinking, like, is it an accent situation? Accent language?
Dark East.
Dark East.
There's last resort. Is he sick?
Oh, yeah. Kima.
Spun me.
Wow, that's jokes. All right, cool. Rem, should we jump into the trash news?
Yeah, boy. Let's
right,
get
cool.
It,
so, yeah, we're going to look at tracks. Trash news now. And I seen the title of this the other day. You seen Blindside?
No.
Fuck it.
Sandra Bullock.
No.
NFL.
You ain't seen it? Mm. All right, cool. So before we get into this, let me explain what The Blindside is. If anyone, for whatever reason, hasn't seen The Blindside, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, it's a true story about this guy called, I want to say Michael Oher.
Yep.
Gang. Mm-hmm. Right. So this geezer, Michael Oher was some basically like teenage broke boy whose mum was like a crackhead and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He was basically on the streets, but he was wham and strong as fuck and athletic as fuck. Mm. So he got spotted by this white lady, Leanne Tui, I think is how you pronounce it.
Tui, yep.
And got what, by the way? He got sued.
Spotted, like just clutched. Why she just clutched. Sorry, yeah, she was at spotted. The school. She was just at school and him and his boy were just playing basketball in the school.
Sorry, I'm okay.
So... got spotted by the coach as well, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Coach clocked him first. Mm-hmm. He started playing football for this school. They put him on a scholarship and all sorts in it. Started playing football for this high school. He was unbelievable. But then this lady, Leanne Tui, realized that he was just like sleeping on the streets. So he was just like leaving the high school games and just sleeping on the street or sleeping in the school and all this stuff. So she took him in, fed him, clothed him. And he basically just like lived with this white family for years.
Mm-hmm. Sick.
Yeah. And then, but they were big into football.
Yeah.
Like they were super rich family who just like funded college football teams. and there was a lot of drama at the time as whether they had ulterior motives about what they were doing with this guy and whether it was like, because they adopted him, right?
I can't remember.
I think they tried to adopt him.
They didn't adopt him. That's part of the
issue. This is part of the issue here.
Okay. They don't know. It was either he thought they adopted him, but it was a conservatorship.
That's a Britney Spears thing.
Like a Britney Spears
thing. This is what the juice is.
This is the issue. If he was adopted and he understood he was adopted at the time, then right now he wouldn't be having these issues that he's having, being 37 and retired from the NFL and needing any money. He wouldn't need any money because being adopted, he would have, sorry, run it back a little bit, needing any money from the documentary that came out. The money was made from the family, the Tuohys. If he was adopted, it would have been fine. He would have been included in all of that. He's claiming now that because it's a conservatorship and he didn't understand at the time of his young age it was a conservatorship, he didn't get any peace from that.
From the blind side?
From the blind side, he's saying he didn't get no peace from that.
Raw, I swear!
That's the issue. But the other narrative is that how did he not understand that it was a conservatorship? Or he did understand it was a conservatorship, people are saying, and that it's just peak timing that now he's 37, retired from the NFL, and he's just
understanding that it was a conservatorship and he's not getting any pay. Yeah. I see, because now he's got no fucking income.
Because now he's got no pay.
I see.
And he's already written a book in 2011 saying that back then seemed to be all right with things and he understood things back in 2011.
Damn. Now, okay,
so this family that adopted him, there was a documentary that came out, the whole thing, the family got money, but he didn't.
Yeah, so the movie The Blind Side came out. It's a big boy movie. Sandra Bullock's in it.
Yeah, yeah.
That came out in whatever year it came out in.
2009.
Yep. I swear.
It was newer than that. Years ago.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
2009? Are you serious?
I genuinely thought it came out the other day and I just didn't want it.
Bro.
Nah. Wow.
Poverty by a Wealthy White Family was.
How old are we?
You're old.
2009. Are you winding me up? The Blind Side came out in 2009.
Are you winding me up?
Yeah, wow.
Jesus. All right, fair play. Yeah, anyway, so the movie come out. He didn't get any money for this movie.
This is what I understand from reading this, yeah.
Okay, and now he's trying to sue them in 2023 because...
He's broke.
He's broke, clearly. And he didn't get any money from The Blind. That alone is mad to me that he got zero money from The Blind Side. And this is because I'm assuming the family agreed for The Blind Side to come out. He must have agreed.
Well, that's the thing with the conservatorship.
They didn't need for him to agree. Mm. So I'm assuming in 2009 he was still under the conservatorship?
Yeah.
Ah, I see now. Oh, shit. Oh, so as a conservatorship, you basically own them, innit?
Yeah.
So they're not part of the family. You fucking own them.
It's not adoption. No, it's typical for when someone, say, old age, you make the decisions for them.
Oh,
someone is unwell, can't make decisions for themselves.
Can we just hold the phone for a second? What's conservatorship?
Fam? Right, cool. So I'm not going to lie to you, man. I was trying to figure out as I was talking
this what conservatorship.
The only time I've ever heard of conservatorship politics. Is the Britney Spears thing.
Sorry,
what were you going to say?
Politics.
Oh, like you're talking about conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
No, because I'm conservative.
We're gonna have to run it.
We have to re-up.
Yeah. We're gonna really have to go key stage three on this. Right, a conservatorship, from what I know, correct me where I'm wrong, is where basically, like what Rem said. When someone can't look after themselves or can't be trusted to look after themselves, you appoint someone to manage all of their financial and personal affairs. So this is, applies to a minor.
You live with me, I'll look after you, but I ain't adopted you.
I'm your guardian. So this basically says, if you're underage, it means you're their guardian. Or if you're incapacitated, you're basically like, they run your money. So if you just like got hit by a bus, God forbid. So, and then like, you can still like actively move, talk, all this kind of stuff, but you might need someone to manage your affairs.
Yeah.
That's a conservatorship. But you have to give them like legal rights to all your shit. When you're under the conservatorship, technically they can do what they want with your shit.
Mm.
So they can sign contracts for you, they can write their name as like the beneficiary from all your contracts, and you've basically written your life away to this person, isn't it? And that's what the big Britney Spears drama was about.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that they put her under a conservatorship
when she was a kid.
No, it wasn't even when she was a kid, when she was grown.
This is
when she was grown.
Adulthood.
And she started going a bit
nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. Her dad.
Master Rat, can I
her
say dad. That?
Yeah, bro, you can say what you want.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know how nuts sounds.
It's your life.
It's your life, bro. It's your life.
If you,
you
think
know how bad that advice is.
If you think nuts was an appropriate term, then hey.
Okay, no, I take back nuts. Yeah.
When Britney started making questionable decisions.
Let's go. Yeah. When Britney was moving questionable. Yeah, when Britney was moving sus, her dad was basically like, cool, conservatorship. She's not mentally capable of like
making decisions
for herself. Mm. So then they put her on a conservatorship, but while she was under that conservatorship, they made her work. They gave her like a residency in Vegas. So all this time they're like, oh, she's incapable. But they were just like cooking her for money. Yeah. And the dad was taking like a humongous portion of the money himself. So that's a dodgy thing about conservatorship. So basically I'm assuming in this Michael Oher case, he's saying, I thought I was adopted. I thought I was part of this family. I didn't understand that I was actually part of a conservatorship and these men were actually
robbing me blind.
They owned me.
Yeah.
So they were actually in charge. I think I read a little piece about that. All of his, whilst he was still underage and stuff, all of his contracts they owned as well, innit?
That's crazy.
I believe so, yeah. I'll have a little read through so we get a bit of
a bit
gist.
But it's, okay.
But yeah, basically no, now it's only coming out.
I'm advocate here and I can't, it just makes me sound like an arsehole.
It's calm.
Like that, literally, because, no way, so he got, at 37 when he retired and he's got nothing left, Wait, Oscar winning film that earned more than 300 million and he got, no, okay, cool, I would've gotten.
Lost. Does it say how much the Tui family got for The Blind Side?
Well, this Oscar winning film that earned more than 300 mil, bro, I'm saying, I don't think, there you go, while Oher got nothing for a story that would not have existed without him, in the years since the Tuis have continued calling the 37-year-old
their adopted son.
Please
son.
Carry on reading.
And use their assertion to promote their foundation as well as Leanne Tui's work and the author and motivational speaker.
So wait, so now I've taken your money, but your name is still supporting my work as an author and a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
So she's still living off that. So wait, I'm sorry. Leanne Tui's work as an author and a motivational speaker is purely sourced because of this shoot.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
She was a.
And that's not even the money.
She was a housewife.
Have a career
at the time,
because
no?
of you.
Yeah. She was a housewife, but they were a rich family.
Because the dad owned he was like a franchisee of like McDonald's and KFC and all these kind of things. So he owned restaurants, but she didn't have a job, right?
No.
So purely based on this, she's now a motivational speaker.
Yes, basically.
But she's only a motivational speaker because of this.
Because of Donnie. Yeah. So from all of this, Michael's never earned any money.
Apparently not.
That's crazy. He's only earned NFL money.
Yeah, he would have got his NFLP, yeah.
But that's it though.
What people are questioning though is what she did for him. She took him off the streets.
That's why I said I could play devil's advocate.
She played mother role for him when he was down bad before she picked him up. So that's where people are saying, okay, so now you're just being ungrateful to Michael and you're just gonna completely ignore that and now that you're down bad financially, only now has it become a problem. So it's just the timing of everything involved. Really.
I agree with that, yeah, but you know what, yeah? I'm again, playing devil's advocate. Mm. Fuck, as far as I'm concerned, fuck your timing. Mm. If I'm making 20, 30, 40 mil a year in the NFL and now I'm not making nothing, because if I'm making 40 mil a year in the NFL, yeah, granted, yeah, I'm not making money here, there, and everywhere, because it may be a situation where I was like, let's say we're making, I don't know, a fucking mil a year on YouTube, whatever, and then someone's posting our shit on Snapchat and they're making half a mil a year. I might look at it and be like, that's kind of fucked up, but like, I'm just getting on with my day. It's like, it's whatever. Or maybe they're making 100K a year and it's like, it's whatever. But now, YouTube's died, we're done, we're not making any money, and I'm still looking over here. Granted, timing or no timing, the fact is the fact. Maybe I didn't need the money then, but I need the money now, and
it's my content.
It's still my shit. So just because I'm coming after you now that I'm broke, doesn't mean that my claim is not substantial.
Yep. So well said.
He felt those bars. My claim is not substantial.
Like, I'm not coming back. I'm not asking for help. I'm asking for my stuff.
Yeah, I'm asking for my stuff, bro.
Facts.
Okay.
Yeah, I just let you hold it because I didn't need it. Yeah. Now I need it. Yeah. Run me my shit.
Yeah.
Fair.
But
you know, I get both sides. So people are trying to say, yo, without the mother, you still would have been sleeping on the street.
Yeah, you would have been fucked.
So obviously, but you know what it is? There's ways of doing things. Yeah. Like, just because you don't have any other option doesn't mean I'm going to take you in and act like you're a robot and just take everything you produce. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah, I'm not going to. Yeah. So it's now, obviously, 22. And regardless of that, it's after he's 37 now, he's got nothing. You have to, Marge has to look at him and be like, yo, I have to drop you something. Mm. Like, yeah, I have to give you something.
I would agree, bro, especially if she's still making an income from this.
Facts. Of course, and it's his face, bro. Yeah, there's no story without him.
Yeah. So granted, yeah, he would be nothing without her, but as far as this is concerned—
they need each other.
As far as her career is concerned, she would be nothing without him.
Facts.
So yeah, we got a—
and plus, she started off rich. Do you know this, but if she was a broke human being by herself, with, you know what I mean, just like a broke down car, small house, and she took him in and then they became millionaires, she'd have more of a say as to say, okay, cool, maybe I can justify you a little bit more, but you're already rich.
Mm. Yeah, oh yeah,
you're already
out. Comfortable, yeah.
Like, you're rich
as well.
You made me rich and then stole what I had. It don't make sense. Like, if that's actually the case, she's evil. I don't agree with that. There's ways of doing things.
Mm. Yeah, facts.
Definitely ways
this
of doing
things. This is a very interesting story.
It is.
No, it's amazing.
I'm intrigued to see how this pops.
It goes further than that, actually.
Oh, go on.
So a little spin off from this, obviously the Blind Side itself, Sandra Bullock, as we know, played Leanne Tui.
Great woman.
Yeah. Cancel culture wants Sandra Bullock's Oscar returned for this movie that she
earned. Okay, now we're just losing ourselves.
But cancel, come on, man. Cancel culture, I've never had a valid reason for anything.
Oh, yeah, fam, facts. That's what I'm saying. Completely out of, like, that's what I'm saying. That's how far people are taking it, saying, the people who are trying to, like, back up Michael's case, of course.
Yeah.
They're going that far.
If I was Sandra, I'd tell this man to come and get it.
Yeah, facts.
Come and get it if you're bad, bro.
You know where I live.
I acted my tits off for that role.
I would have pissed on it and sent it to all of them.
Oh, bro.
Literally.
If I was Sandra, I'd say, you man, can shut up. This has nothing to do with
the fact that they say return it means she did a great job. Like, I convinced you.
Oh, raw. Okay, this is a juicy. Okay, cool. I'm going to follow this. I'm actually going to follow this story because I'm intrigued to see if he gets anything from it. He should.
Hopefully he should. He deserves it. But also, what I kept on thinking about is, you play for NFL for how many years, does it say? Regardless of how many years he played for more than one.
Yeah.
Stack, man.
Like, see what I'm saying? Like, stack. NFL players get paid.
They do.
They get paid yearly sums. Same with NBA. They get paid their yearly sum. So how do you not have?
By the way, did this movie come out while he was playing?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the movie, there's like clips of him playing, like on the field and stuff. Yeah.
Then he probably had this as a backup plan, but he just didn't know he wasn't getting anything.
Maybe.
You know, I spent five seasons at the Ravens.
He won the.
And he was a member of a Super Bowl winning team.
Yeah, he won a Super. He won a ring.
Yeah. Ooh, he got paid. Does it say his like estimated earnings on there?
So he played for 8 years.
Yeah.
I say earnings. There's earnings next.
No, no, five.
He played for 6 years. What does it say?
No, five, so he played five seasons.
Five
Ravens.
Seasons and then one
he
season.
He later played one season in Tennessee and his final.
Oh, final two.
Two.
Sorry, no, you're right. You're right. You're right. 8 years. Okay, 8 years in the NFL is a stack. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. How much earnings did he get?
His contract. His contract for 5 years was 13 mil.
Yat. See what I'm saying? Like, you could have said something. That's a ridiculous amount of money.
Total guarantees, just under 7 mil. All right, bro.
I can understand lifestyle. I can understand helping with your family and friends. But if you're not like saving stuff.
After tax and everything, he's probably got like a mil to him.
Yeah, so like, let's say he made 7 mil.
What?
A mil.
No, a mil, I'm saying a year though, innit?
To be fair, after tax, seven, like even if he got like 7 mil.
Not all of that.
Okay.
Half of that is going to tax. Mm-hmm. 10% of that is going to his agent.
Exactly.
10% of that going to his manager.
Yeah.
He's probably coming out with like 2-3 mil.
Fair.
And Blindside's made 300 mil.
Fair.
I would have been angry.
Yeah, fair.
I would have
fuming. Damn, that's actually not that much. I'm scared now.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
That's actually not that much money. That his whole career, he probably made like, he probably came home with like 3 mil.
Mm-hmm. Well, surely they would have. That's just NFL earnings, though. He would have had like endorsements and stuff on this, because that's where the more money is.
I don't know, though. You know, do you know how many people are on an NFL team?
Fair. He might not have gotten a single endorsement. That's
like
true.
30 of them, man.
That's true.
That's an offensive line.
There's bare of them, man.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. The NFL is one sport I never understood. I don't even. I don't know the rules at all.
Same.
I just know you throw an egg, catch it.
Yeah.
Catch it, bro. That's what, yeah. When they go like offense on defense on, I'm like, whoa, bro. Chill.
But yeah, this is intriguing.
Yeah, very, very intriguing. Juicy one, bro. That's probably the best trash news you bought.
Say less.
Fair play.
Very intrigued.
All right, what we got next?
I'd love to talk to him. I'd actually love to talk to him. Like, yo, do you feel violated?
Oh, facts. He would.
Oh.
Oh, it's rhyme time,
It's rhyme time?
It's rhyme time.
All right, cool. So you like to run bars sometimes, innit?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Quick bars. Quick bars. So we've got a game that we've been playing the last few weeks called Rhyme Time. Okay. And all we're going to do is just run a couple lyrics. So it could be a case of like, I would say something like, I'm Chris Brown. And then Fuhad would say, I'm feeling quite depressed. I'm Chris Down. And then Rem could say, like, I got a big red nose, I'm Chris Clown.
Okay.
So we're going to run it like that, okay?
All right, fair enough.
Fortunately for you, our editor Ellis is not here. He would spin your jaw lyrically. I'm confident that Ellis will spin your jaw lyrically. So you might stand a chance today still. All right, bet.
I'll do my best.
Which way are we going?
We're going to go, we'll give him a chance. So we'll go me.
Either way, he's third anyway.
No, I want to be after, can I be after? Let's go like this.
So you want to be after me?
Yeah, I'll be after you.
Okay, cool. Let's go this way then.
Because I feel like Fu would think a little bit and give me time to think. I feel like you're... Who's quicker out of you two?
I think he's quicker than me.
Okay, yeah. Pause. I won't go after you. Yeah.
Facts. It's probably true both ways. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. It's probably true both ways, bro. I get excited in Tom. Anyway. Right, cool. Right, cool. What I'll do then, since we're doing it that way, I will say it. I'll say the name and then I'll do my first rhyme.
Okay, say less.
I'm Spider-Man. They call me Uchiha. I'm from the Spider Clan.
I'm sitting next to Darkest, but I'm Spider-Tan.
Ooh. I might see a supporter. I might see a Spider fan.
Oi! Rem, let's go.
It's getting a bit sweet in here. I'm going to spread that spider jam.
Ooh. I've had a long life. This is my spider span.
Ooh. Call me Avengers because I'm with my spider gang.
Okay.
If this was Kung Fu, I'd be with Spider Lee and Spider Chan.
It's too quick.
That's hella quick. Oh my God.
I sat up. Yeah.
Damn. All right. I need to holler the elders or something. I need to call my spider nan.
I stay cooking. I'm using my spider pan.
Damn. I was going to say something with ban, but I can't think of something. But yeah, I'm out.
All right, Doc, you're up, bro. My heart's racing, I'm not gonna lie to you, man.
I'm just trying to go gym, just trying to get spider wham.
Oh, this son of a bitch.
It's too easy.
It is actually too easy.
It's too easy for him.
Oh, man. I'm about to get carried to push me my spider pram.
Oh.
Say less, well played.
All you man are fake, this is holeless spider sham.
Ooh,
okay. I know you can't do it, but spider can.
Oh!
Stop.
No! Yo!
That double on
Kong! All right, you win that one, Cut the whole game.
That double on Kong! I know you can't do it, but Spider can.
Jesus!
Maybe you would smoke
Ellis. Yeah, maybe you would
maybe
smoke
you
Ellis.
Would smoke Ellis.
Fucking hell. Yeah, we're so locking that one there.
No, Ellis pissed me off. That's what he did. That's what he did.
I'm not gonna, I wasn't expecting that. Okay.
But spider can.
Damn. Yeah, double.
Oh, say less. What's the next one?
All right, cool.
What's the next one?
Next one.
Oh, there's another rhyme.
Yeah, great.
It's fun. Six.
Yeah, let's go.
Right, cool. Right, I'm Lil Uzi. Feeling quite feminine. Call me Lil Susie.
I'm a little bit tipsy. Call me Lil Boozy.
You're a little bit tipsy, but I'm getting Lil Woozy.
That was sublime.
These lyrics are fire. I'm gonna need to think about this, get choosy.
Ooh. I can't stop sleeping around. They call me Lil Floozy.
People think they're bad. I can't remember their name, like Lil Who's He?
Oi! Is that what you're on? Ooh. Is that what you're on?
I'm not gonna lie. You might have won. I might be Lil Loozy.
Quick with it.
You have to add, you have to actually make up words.
Yeah, literally. You're out, charged.
I'm out.
Rubbing shoulder to shoulder, I'm getting a little schmoozy.
Damn, I can't think of anything else. I can't. I'm done.
I thought you were playing us.
No. I'm done. Charged.
Where's me and you?
Yeah, me and you.
Okay, so if I give you a little one, can you give me a little twosie?
Oh my days, damn. This is crazy.
Too quick.
this guy's boring a shot at me. I'm feeling a little snoozy.
Oh, that's why I'm wearing sliders. I don't like little shoesies.
I'm done. I'm actually done.
Let's go!
He's too up!
Wow! Fuck, wow!
Oh my goodness.
Okay, okay.
Oh, I have to use my bollocks for that. Fuck.
I thought I spun everyone with the who's he. That was me. That was all I had.
That might have been a highlight
of the
one.
That was a contribution.
I'm just trying to fit the criteria. That's what it is.
Bro. Wow. Okay, we've got one more. Let me take a breath. Yeah, fam, you hit it though. Pause, you hit it.
That's all I had, bro. Man said spider can.
Man said I we hit it. Pause, we hit it.
Okay.
I'm nervous. Go this way. Go
yeah.
Go this way. Annie's gonna have to hit me. I'm nervous. I can't go this way again.
All right, last one.
Rem, you're next.
Fuck. Okay.
Fuck, man.
All right, these are gonna be similar rhymes, I think, actually. Tom Cruise. Okay. Yeah, we're just gonna run it back again, all right? Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise. Can't keep the bottle out of my hand. Call me Tom Booze.
You man are making me fall asleep. I'm Tom Snooze.
Cool. We're cooking.
Well, I'm gonna wake you up. Might give you a Tom Bruise.
Oh my God.
Some people call me Tom Win, you must be Tom Lose.
I was gonna say that. They call me indecisive. I can't Tom Choose.
Drop a hint here or there. Give me that Tom Clues.
Oh my God, that was good.
I like to chill in Tom Lines and Tom Cues.
Days.
What?
Q's, Tom Lines and Q's.
Q's.
Oh. He didn't even get it.
I said, Q's. I thought you said Q's.
No, Q's.
Q's. Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. This mission seems impossible. Standing in a crowd full of Tom Boos. Poor.
Oh. Okay.
I'm just throwing stuff out.
All you man are so happy. I got the Tom Blues.
Oh, that's cold. I need to catch this dub. I don't want a Tom Lose.
Have we said lose already? We said lose. Yeah, sorry, bro.
Damn it.
Sorry, bro.
GG's.
Oh, fucking hell, my heart's racing.
I might have to say Tom pause because I'm going to ask for some Tom nudes.
I can't think of any more. And this is not a rhyme. I can't think of any more. Not a rhyme. I'm done.
Okay.
He can't get the dub again.
Someone call the BBC because I'm Tom News.
Ooh. You're staring into space like you're staring into Tom's boobs.
I'm running the same line back, getting shoulder to shoulder, calling me Tom Schmooze. I'm running the same line back to save time, bro.
All right, cool.
It's the first time he's thought.
Ooh. Fam, I know.
Regardless if I lose, I'm gonna stay on my Tom twos.
Oh, fuck. God, that's good.
I'm running the same line back. Keep on your sliders, bro. I got my Tom shoes.
I know Tom drinks, but I don't know if Tom foods. I'm just saying anything now.
I'm sorry. I've got nothing left.
Fair play, bro.
Oh, wow. 3-0.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, my Jeez. God. Well played, bro.
Well fucking played.
Jesus Christ. Darkest man, everyone.
Round of applause. Round of fucking applause, bro.
Oh, I've not seen anything like that. Yeah, it was.
That spider cat? I don't think you, man, get that. Yeah. That double entendre spun me.
That double entendre.
It spun me, my bro.
Wow. Well played.
Jesus. Right, so we've come to the... Well played, by the way.
Well played.
So we've come to the climax of the show, and this every time we have a guest on this part of the show, we ask the fandom to send us in questions mm-hmm. that they would like to ask you. But we twist it and we give you the iPad. You read out the questions, you answer the questions yourself.
No problem.
So this is from the fandom, okay. From the Cult Babies.
All right.
And this is what they want to know about Darkest.
Okay. What was the moment you knew you made it? Jeez, I don't want to sound like arrogant here, if that's the word, but
no,
there's
it,
too much to remember. As in, there's so much moment. No, that's good. But there's just so much moments. I'm just like,
yeah.
Like there's so much moments that make me feel like, oh my God, I made it. Mm-hmm.
What sticks out the most though? What would you say?
I say when a little girl cried when she saw me.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Cried, bro. Wow. I take tears. I'm not a hard guy to find.
So it's just like
the fact that you, like she saw me, she was like, like bro, it like I changed this girl's life.
That's crazy.
Literally, and I was like, from there, and I was just like, oh, you're the best.
Wow.
Yeah, fair play.
Okay, that's
like
a lot.
I think I hugged him for like 3 minutes. I was like, you fucking legend. I was like, you legend. I was like, oh, second one. How much would it take for you and Chunks to scrap? Oh, that's a good question. I'll be real. I wouldn't scrap him. I can't. It's even weird to even think about. Because you know what it is? Me and him, I like to believe, we don't even have arguments, bro.
Okay,
like,
that's good.
We really don't argue. Because yeah. I like to believe, obviously we did when we were younger, but I'm saying as of recently, I can't remember last time me and him really argued. Mm-hmm. Like we have a very good understanding. Like we know what he likes, I know what annoys him, I know what he doesn't like.
It's
he
a
knows
throwback.
What, yeah. They got it from Facebook, you fucking.
That's a throwback.
I like an actual asshole, listen to me. Oh my God.
Mad.
But yeah, it would take the worst for me to scrap Chunks. Fair. Because even if he was to like, it would take it for him like to hit me, but he would never hit me. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To? And I would never hit him. So it would have to be like something, he'd have to say something absolutely
mad,
insane, like crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want to give you an example. I don't want to give you examples, fair, but fair, you get what I mean.
All right, cool.
But I wouldn't scrap him under any circumstances. But
gang.
Yeah, so third, what took you so long to get into content creating? I didn't have a passion for it because it wasn't my idea to start YouTube. It was Chunks' idea. Chunks was the one that was like, yo, YouTube, I want to start. Bought a camera, bought this, start, and I just featured. And then from there, people just wanted me to start my own content. So it wasn't really an ambition of mine to start my own content. But after a while, after doing it for a while, I kind of got a kick out of making people laugh, and I just learned to love it.
Gang, like, gang. That is
awesome. Yeah. I love the passion. When I make someone laugh, I like, it just makes me happy inside. Like, I did that.
Fulfillment.
Yeah. So it's just, yeah, I've always had that. And then that's, but in terms of what took me so long, it's just, you know, it wasn't my idea. I didn't have a passion for it. I just kind of had to work into it. But yeah, okay, cool. Next one. What's something big you did that you regret? That's actually, okay, cool. I'll tell you this. It was my first shoot with Foot Asylum. My first shoot with Foot Asylum. They made, basically, my top three fears. First is cows, then it's dogs, isn't
it? Oh, okay.
Cows, I'm a cow. Why? Cows, they're the worst, bro. It's a couch with legs. Like how, like, this is, no, it's not, bro, it's not, you can't, you have to, like cows, you know they kill, you know, hold on, fun fact about cows. You know they kill 22 people a year?
Swear.
Google it.
I'm Googling that.
Google it. How much people do cows kill? They kill 22 people a year.
They don't ram, bro, to be fair. I told the story the other day, didn't it? When I was leaving one of our boys' yards, he lives on a farm. Oh my God.
22 people a year.
Wow. Raw.
That's not normal.
People get that. Okay.
That's excessive, the last bit.
Yeah, in here. We didn't ask that bit.
I lie.
So your life could be on the line just getting milk. You know what I'm saying?
Milk. Fair. Facts.
Long. So what's something big that you did that you regret?
So you're saying
first time? First time.
Yeah. So they made me wear those big suits that you get, that you wear when a dog chases you.
Oh my God.
Chases you.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, usually I think, oh my God, like, oh, I did that. I hated everything. Like, at least you can see me. That was my first actual like gig in front of like cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
I did not say a single word for four videos. We recorded four videos that day. I didn't say a word. I think I said one word, just the intro. Hey guys, welcome back. Throughout the whole time, I was just quiet. Cause I hate dogs. I do not like them. Don't like dogs. So yeah, hopefully that till this day, I still regret it.
That's brutal. Damn, that is good.
Yeah, I guess it was needed. Anyways, second one, who's the most annoying Beta Squad member? No one's really annoying, but I'd say Chunks. I see him. Actually, no, AJ. AJ.
Oh, yeah.
AJ. No.
Swear.
AJ can be jarring sometimes. But I wouldn't put it in his. I wouldn't say it's a trait of his, though. He's not jarring.
Yeah.
But he can be jarring when he wants to.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's one of them.
Fair.
So other than Somali, what top three ethnicities would you date? I'll be honest with you, there's not a top three, there's not a top five, not a top 10. It's just, I don't look at ethnicity as like a big thing.
Okay.
It's just more, it's just on the individual, really. So I don't really look like, I'm not saying, oh, you're Jamaican, you must act like this. Oh, you're Chinese, you must act like this. You're Indian, you must act like this. It just depends on the individual you're dealing with. I don't really think ethnicity has a lot to do with how you were brought up, 100%, but in terms of how you view the world, your likes and dislikes, that's just more you. So
yeah.
You get me? So I don't really have a preference on ethnicities, to be fair. Have you ever experienced Islamophobia from being in the limelight? Islamophobia, so people violate me for being Muslim.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. yeah. I just had to, you know, I'm not really one with the words.
Yeah.
You get me? So
people violating me for being Muslim.
Bro, that's so funny. That is literally what it is. But yeah, yeah, it just sounded so
funny. So why do you just say that? Why do you have Islamophobia? All right, cool. From being in the limelight. Yeah, I mean, you get stupid comments. Like, obviously, I don't know if I can say this, but these are actual things I've read, but they've made me laugh because, because you know, anyone that violates me for being Muslim or like violates my my religion or anyway, I find it more funny because like, where's this anger coming from?
Yeah,
you
see
what I'm saying to you? Like, because I just see you as stupid. Because like, you can't be angry at a crazy person. It's like being, you can't hate an idiot.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying to you? So that's like, that's, it doesn't really affect me, but have I experienced it? Yeah, sure.
Fair enough.
Never in real life though, always in my comments. Always in my comments.
So, your life is brazy.
Yeah, I'll be like, you Muslim this, you Muslim that. Da, da, da.
Jesus.
Damn, bro.
Yeah,
bro,
all the time. I get death threats, bro. Death threats. I swear to God.
Why, bro? You just make people laugh.
Yeah.
Bro, facts.
It's like, usually it's like, you either find me funny or you just don't watch me.
Yeah.
I didn't
think
there was an in between of need to.
Yeah, I watch you, but we need you done.
Yeah.
I watch you, but I need you out of it.
Yo, listen, you had your time.
That's mad.
You man don't get, I couldn't receive a death threat.
Oh, neither could I. Neither could I, bro. You're strong, bro.
Yeah, death threat.
I couldn't have you tell me you received a death threat.
Yeah.
Because I can't be asked for what comes. I can't be asked
for what comes
next. Yeah, because there's a prayer at the door now. There's just a security everywhere, and I'm thinking, this is long. This is long. They weren't serious, bro. Just allow it.
I just can't be asked.
That's jokes.
Fucking hilarious. Next one is. Next one is, would you ever branch out into stand-up comedy? Do you know, there's a little, maybe a little piece of me wants to do it, but I don't know if I can, bro.
Why?
It's a lot.
It's hard.
It's a lot. Why people choose that career path to me is baffling.
It's huge, bro. It's like, you have to stand up and you're responsible for everyone's like enjoyment. Enjoyment.
Yeah, and these men don't know you either.
They don't know you
from
Adam.
They don't know you.
They don't know you at all. So I think it's a very hard thing to do. So I think I really have to, if I'm ever going to do it, I'd need like a month to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it in front of, I would do my skit or whatever I'm doing in front of my mom, I'll do it in front of my friends, I'll do it everywhere, just see how they find it.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll do it. But yeah, it's a very, 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 very difficult profession. So I don't know. I think if I start at once, I am gone.
Yeah.
So I was walking.
God.
Guys, ladies and gentlemen, I've been Darkest Man. Take care. Yeah. Literally, I'm out.
Yeah,
jokes. Yes, okay. Out of the UK scene, whose music do you actually hate? Okay, I wouldn't say hate, but it's not me. Actually, you know who's? Okay, I'm gonna kill you guys.
Sorry, bro. Wait, hold on.
Let me be honest. I'm sorry about your couch. I'm sorry. So out of the UK scene, whose music do you actually hate? I love everyone's music.
Very
political. Okay. Political, you know, how about this? Say a name to me, and I'll tell you if I listen to them or not.
UK scene.
Yeah. Dave.
Some tracks.
Stormzy.
Yeah, I listen to Stormzy.
Fredo.
No.
Cench.
Some tracks.
I'm just thinking of random people. Clavish.
Oh no.
I don't listen to him either. I'm just saying stuff.
No, he's just
we could go all day, bro.
Yeah.
So you hate Dave and Cench?
No, I don't.
That's all I heard.
You don't listen to UK rap. If it ain't Dave or Cench.
I'm playing. All right, cool. I didn't even know that question was on there. That's a very harsh question.
I don't hate anyone.
But, all right, gang.
Can I say the music?
You can say you
like?
Love. Yeah. Say, let's flip it and say what you love.
Okay, cool. I like Storms. I love Western.
Oh, gang.
Western's gang.
Calm.
Who else? Young Ads. I like Young Ads music.
Okay, Peng.
Tory Lanez.
I didn't know. Are we brushing past that?
Let's keep going.
Let's just leave UK, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. Between Chunks, Harry, or Philly, who wouldn't you want to share a room with? Oh, Harry. That's not even a question. Harry, 1,000,000%. Not because Harry's a lovely guy. That's one of my closest, he's one of my closest friends.
Yeah,
I love Harry. he's one of my closest friends. Take this whole bit out.
That's one
Hold
of
on.
My closest.
I need to deliver it, bro. I need to deliver it, bro. Hold on, let me say this again. Between Chunks, Harry, or Philly, who wouldn't you want to share a room with? I choose Harry. I wouldn't want to share a room with Harry. Harry, in the span of 5 minutes, he would have farted 17 times.
That
boy's bowel movements is concerning. No, he farts too much. So Yeah, him. I think I wouldn't want. I wouldn't sleep. I don't think I'd sleep.
Say less.
Yeah, I wouldn't sleep.
I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
in terms of vibes, someone to talk to. Yeah, he's fantastic. Yeah. Love that boy.
Just pops.
But what comes out of his ass is just. It's just. Pause. It's a lot.
Pause. Yeah. 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 That's a lot.
What?
Nothing. Go.
You guys just need to grow up.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
But yeah, I think that's all the questions.
All right, man. That was very nice, man. Oh, God.
Wholesome episode.
Yeah, it was a very wholesome episode. Slower burner, but best finish so far. Best finish.
Pause, bro.
Bro, we hope to have you on again.
Facts.
And again, bro.
Love. Oh, if you'll have me, amazing, bro. I would love to be here again.
Swear.
This is probably my favorite podcast I've done.
God. Swear.
Yeah, yeah. I've only been on four anyways. So.
Who are the others?
We'll take that.
Okay. So I've been on Filthy Fellas. Okay. No, with Specs. Second one was Harry Panera's.
Okay.
Harry Panera's. Third one I can't tell you because it's not out yet.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Third one I can't tell you because it's not out yet. And then fourth is this one.
Gang.
And were your favorite?
Yeah, I'll tell you who the third one is. You'd be like, what? We're above them?
Gang.
I will definitely take that.
Props, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
thank cool. you very much, bro.
Before we sign off, tell them where they can catch you and reach you and all them things there, sir.
Okay,
if they,
cool.
obviously they know, but you know.
All right, cool. My YouTube's Darkest Man, my Instagram's Darkest Man, and that's only the two things I want you to follow. So please, if you could, can I edit it? Can I just say it's gonna be here and here?
Yeah, it will be
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
yeah,
hopefully
yeah. Edited. Yeah, sorry to make a drop harder. But yeah, my YouTube's gonna be here. And my Instagram's gonna be here. So
let's go.
I appreciate it if you follow.
Right, guys, that's
there
it, man.
Have it, ladies and gentlemen. Darkest Man, thank you for having us.
Okay, top three. Am I at least top three guest?
Huh? Well, you're the third guest, so you are definitely top three guest. Yeah.
You are the third guest, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah! Nah, you're my favorite, bro.
Okay,
yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That rhyme time?
Spine.
That's the, okay, what I will say, I need to watch all the episodes back to see who actually the favorite, what I think the best guest was.
You realize after. You realize after when you read.
But one thing I will say was that rhyme time was the best segment, not even just guest related,
yeah.
Just like in the last 100 episodes.
Yeah. Bro, it was clean.
It was clean, bro.
And as a guest,
I laughed,
you were...
I nearly cried, my heart was racing, I was sweating.
We sat
I was invested, I sat up, I sat down, bro. Unbelievable vibes.
Unbelievable vibes indeed.
So anyway, thank you for that. Anyway, guys, we're gonna wrap it there.
Yes, sir.
Catch us on Thursday at patreon.com/chasinggigs.
Yes,
and as always, love, love, love.
Gang, gang, gang.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.